Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. We're here in the sports lounge. You can tell the stadium going on, crowd very still, waiting for the arrival of, oh, he's here already, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting iconic legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn, but forget me, it's Fred.
The Dodgers are on the road.
Yeah, move up to that microphone a little bit there so I can hear you.
As soon as I get my shoe on.
Thank you. Or talking to your shoe, because we put a microphone in there so we can keep in touch with your big toe. Anyway, you were saying yes? What?
It's like what's the guy's name? That's right, Chief.
Oh, get that. Maxwell
get
Smart.
Maxwell Smart's.
Yeah.
Get smart.
Do you know, I've been thinking about something with you. You talk about Balance 7 all the time, and we have it advertising on the show.
I do.
Oh, yeah. You take it every day. I do, too, to balance out your stomach and keep your acid in balance there in the stomach. Not too acid, not too alkaline. You're the heartburn hunter. And I'm thinking we should put a commercial with you on Get TV, some of these TV networks, where they're running the Hunter TV show, and you can be there. Yeah, getting a little acid indigestion with the action-packed episodes. Try some of this, and then you give them balance.
You know how many times we've talked about this?
This is the first time on the air to neighbors.
On the air,
yeah.
Direct marketing ideas. That made everything go for cable TV.
It did, didn't it? Direct marketing. You're right.
Local direct marketing.
That's what we're going to do. It's going to be great. Today on the show, by the way, I turned Fred on to something great. They're little pretzel balls that have peanut butter in there. And up until this time, the only person that was aware of them is Mike Gary, our operations director, who steals them from my office
on
the
weekends. And the dog.
Well, dog I give something else to, but Gary, he's in there. I can tell. I measure them. I actually put a tape measure in there and measure the exact level of them. Now I got you going in there. You're going to be able to.
They're not going to last the length of this show.
It's gone. They'll be done. They're delicious, aren't they? Just delicious.
They are. They're very good. Yeah.
Eat too many of them, you're going to get heartburn, and that's when you come on and say, having too many of these
pretzels?
Well,
here's what we're going to do. We're going to put a little tiny bottle
of Balance 7 right next to it
with each little square of peanut butter and pretzel
balls. All right, we'll have more on this. This is a big news coming up. That's our big story on the show. Stay with us.
Fred Dreyer here, the heartburn hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Fred. Fred.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Ristorante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Allegretto Resort.com.
Chocolate lovers, Michael Horn here along with J.D. Jeremy Dayton. We've got a special offer for them if they love chocolate. Am I right, J.D.?
Oh, yeah.
Go to VineToBar.com and put in the code CHOCOLATE20. You get 20% off your order. Now, here's the thing. Vine to Bar chocolate is dark chocolate mixed in with the Chardonnay mark. That's the skins of the Chardonnay. So you get all the health benefits of the wine, the health benefits of the dark chocolate, and you get some very delicious chocolate with Himalayan salt, so many great different varieties, but you have to go to the website. It's vinetobar.com, and the code is CHOCOLATE20. You like chocolate, JD, am I right?
Oh, I like me some chocolate. Too much.
Yes.
Too much.
Go to vinetobar.com and put in CHOCOLATE20. You get 20% off your order. Again, VineToBar, VineToBar.com. The code CHOCOLATE, CHOCOLATE 20. VineToBar chocolate, CHOCOLATE 20. Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm the host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show, the man we call Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game, in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting iconic legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And some big stuff we're talking about here on the show today. Let's get into some baseball news. You know those Seattle Mariners, what they had, like 2 8-game winning streaks. They won eight, and then they lost, and they won another eight. And these guys are something else. And there's a guy on their team, Luis Castillo, who is a pitcher, a good pitcher.
Yep.
They're playing the White Sox. And apparently Luis Castillo threw 47 fastballs in a row.
It's like batting practice.
And they couldn't hit it, and nobody on the White Sox could hit it. 47. He didn't change. He didn't put a curveball in. He didn't throw a backdoor slider. Didn't do any of that stuff. Just threw fastballs.
Did anybody go out to the mound to talk to the pitcher?
No. Well, he was the pitcher. Somebody should have talked to the batter. It's like the guy just kept throwing it. He's probably thought, this fastball seems to be working. And he threw some, you know, he got some balls and strikes in there, but he threw 47 in a row. And they couldn't hit it. The same pitch.
They should bring up the single A White Sox.
The White Sox are having a bad year.
Bad year.
They are bad.
They've been perennially bad for decades.
Well, they came, you know, when they had the Carnerico on there, they were doing pretty well.
Go get him. Yeah. Where the hell is he?
I don't know.
He's out in the parking lot.
Do you know, there's a story going around about Paul Carnerico. It's told to me by a famous Dodger. And I guess we can tell the story.
It's a long one.
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
You want me to try to spin through it? Here's the deal. Tommy Lasorda wanted him. He would always take the first pitch. Carnerico would always go up there and take the first pitch. And Tommy Lasorda, he's talking to Reggie Smith. He says, Reggie, you know, this guy, sometimes that's the best pitch in Major League Baseball. So Reggie tells Carnerico, go after the first pitch. And Carnerico says, nope, I don't do it. I always let a pitch go by. So it continues. And finally, Lasorda says, Reggie, I told you to talk to the guy about this, you know, going for the first pitch. He says, I did. Goes back to Carnerico, says, what are you going to do? Carnerico says, well, you know, I just don't do it. I won't. He says, okay, come with me. And he says, to his credit, he admitted to Tommy Lasorda, I won't swing on the first pitch. And Lasorda looked at him and said, you won't swing at the first pitch, huh? He says, that's right. 2 days later, he was traded to Cincinnati. And then the guy, the coach on Cincinnati, calls Reggie Smith and says, what's with this guy? He says, won't swing at the first pitch. He says, yeah, they trade him to Chicago. And apparently, the Chicago guy calls Reggie and says he won't swing. Apparently, they threatened with never letting him out of the minor leagues unless he started to hit the first pitch. And the rest is history. Guy had a big season.
Well, they ought to get off their butts and go down and see if he's still down there.
And let him play now. Add him to the team.
Bring him on the squad.
You know, do you think that old timers day there might be better players on the White Sox? Could they bring Louis Aparicio and Nelly Fox back? A few of those guys.
Check the pile of laundry, and make sure that he's not at the bottom of the pile.
Wasn't Steve Bilko on the White Sox for a while, the guy that would wear his baseball uniform and his arms were so big he had to cut the sleeves out of it? He and Ted Klazuski.
That guy was a fat guy.
No,
he was a fat guy.
He hit some home runs, Fred.
And he walked through the dugout, flexing. And what did he do?
That's something. I'm telling you. There were some really, when Don Buford was on the, and Frank Robinson, they were on the Sox. They played pretty good teams those years. We're in the 60s now.
Never heard of either one of them.
You heard of Frank Robinson? Don Buford at third base? I'm telling you. Well, anyway, so baseball season is clipping along, and so the Seattle Mariners team.
Is that what it's doing?
Is it clipping along.
Is that the noise I hear?
Yeah, it was something like that, or Bilko was in here. Too many donuts. The Mariners are red hot, and they're kind of trying to close in on that final playoff spot. And so this is their 33-13 over the last some odd 46 games or so when they had their consecutive win streaks over there. And they're the first team to do this since the Dodgers did it in 2017, July of 2017, winning 8 games and then losing one and then coming back with another 8-game streak.
Do you know how much minutia is in baseball?
What do you mean?
Things we shouldn't even acknowledge because you have to keep track of them now.
Yeah, because
someone says, that's the 50th pitch he's fouled off. We'll just get the book out and put it in there.
It's 47. Yeah. 47 fastballs. So I'm going to talk about this because you have some of the great announcers in baseball, the great legendary Vin Scully. You never heard him talking about, backdoor sliders. That's a backdoor slider.
He was talking about his dog all the time.
Well, every announcer now tells you what the pitch is, and I'm scratching my head thinking, these guys are way up in the press box. How do they tell if it's a fastball down and away or whatever? They've got some computer or something hooked up on their TV.
How else are you going to burn off all of this technology? You got to pass it out for free. Give every person in the park a shot at calling the game. Give them a flat screen TV and let them, let them argue the balls and strikes.
Exactly. And everybody should have it now. And so now every pitch. I'm going like, that's a backdoor slider. Okay, I can see it now. And the other thing with this computer where they line up the strike zone, you can see just how bad the umpires are. They are really bad.
Yeah, and consistently, too.
Yes.
What's that guy's name? Angel? What's his last name?
Angel Hernandez.
Without a doubt, the worst specimen of an umpire you've ever seen.
You heard it from Fred Dreyer, ladies and gentlemen.
Just the worst, the absolute worst. And when the hitter stands there with his mouth hanging open, he just says, I can't believe he called that for a strike. He says, it's a strike, trust me, get back in there.
You know, Thor, Noah Syndergaard, won a game the other day against the Dodgers, the Cleveland Guardians. Oh, I call them the Indians. Come on.
He didn't win that game, did he?
Well, I don't know if he won it, but I'm listening to SiriusXM and the Cleveland announcers going, there's only one way that the Cleveland Guardians can win this game because Noah Syndergaard kept us in the game. I'm looking at some of the pitches that he was throwing. They were way off the plate. He must have paid the umpire like $50 to call some good. Good. How much do they pay umpires? They must be making
a few. What's
a
career worth?
I don't know.
You have to figure it out. You should carry a adding machine up to the plate.
You know, and it's terrible because now there's nobody argues balls and strikes anymore. There's going to be AI in there behind home plate pretty soon. It's going to be a boring game.
Bring on the midgets or the puppets or whoever the hell's going to be calling the games now. Just bring them on. Get rid of all the guys in the umpire uniforms on the base paths, on the foul pole, and everything else. Just get rid of them and get on with it and bring a bunch of, like, little chihuahua.
What are you talking about?
A little chihuahua puppet.
Come
to
on.
Run up and down and just mark it. Just mark
Here's
it.
The thing. I like to watch the games now for the foul balls that may get the catcher or the umpire. Those are pretty good because they slow-mo them and all you hear is the announcers groan when you watch where the ball hits the catch, whatever. It pauses the game for a while. You can go get an ice cream bar or something.
Or you can go get an MRI.
Yeah, do that. Uh-huh. Yeah, get a cup of something, and I'm not talking about a drinking cup. All right.
Ba-boom-ba.
Yes, thank you so much. All right, so the Mariners seem to be doing all right. The Yankees, on the other hand, not so good. Let me ask you, Fred Dreyer.
Terrible.
You started your career in football with the New York Giants.
Football,
you
went, not baseball.
Yeah, football. But you went to Yankee Stadium. That's where the Giants played at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And you walked out the very first time you were there. You went into the dugout of the Yankees. You looked out there, and you took off at a trot to center field. What were you looking for?
It was a sprint. We call them sprints in football.
Okay, sprint.
Baseball has trots.
Okay, so you... I had trots the other night.
We had the trots down in Mexico.
That's right. But what about... What were you sprinting out towards in center field?
I wanted to see where my favorite player of all time, Mickey Mantle, where he got injured, where he tore up his knee, and it side-railed his career from what it wound up being to what we realized could have been the most unbelievable career ever. Well, I went out there, and I saw the great. It was about a foot square. And I stood there, staggered. I said, this is the place where Mickey blew out his wheel. This is unbelievable. Then it hit me. It's still there. These jackasses and the Yankees never decided, hey, you know what? That just destroyed our guy.
Stay with us. The Fred Dreyer Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back. We're at the Fred Dreyer Show in the Sports Lounge here. The All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. And having a good time here, chatting away a little bit with some sports news. Something has happened, though, because during the break, Fred Dreyer has gone out and picked up my pretzels. And he and Mike Gary, our operations director, are eating these pretzels. This is very poor radio broadcast journalism.
You don't see the late
Walter Cronkite eating pretzels while he's delivering the news.
If Walter wouldn't have been such a stick in the mud, he'd still be here.
He'd be eating these pretzels. So welcome back to the show.
Good.
All right, so let me ask you guys over there, because Mike Gary is here as well, too. Starting with you, Fred Dreyer. What would you do if you own the Yankees? This is a bad season. This is their longest skid since 1982. And that 1982 team, I might add, featured Dave Winfield, Goose Gossage, Ron Guidry, Dave Righetti, Willie Randolph. There was the new kid in there, Don Mattingly, who later became a manager and wore a watch. That's the one thing about Mattingly.
A watch. Was it a Seiko? What was it?
When he managed the Dodgers, he always had a watch. I don't know if he was trying to get to a dinner reservation. Let me ask you something, Fred Dreyer, and I want to get your comments here about the Yankees. When you played football, would you have worn a watch during the frickin' football game? You ever see a football or a baseball player you might
carry? I would have been known as the Flavor Flav of Major League Baseball. I would have had a watch around my neck the size of a pie plate.
Let me clear your throat, and let's talk to Mike Gary for a second, because Fred's eating too many of these pretzels. So Mike, talk to me a little bit. Have you seen – do you remember when Mattingly used to wear the watch?
I do. Of course, the Yankees are my favorite team. I followed the Yankees pretty much my entire life, and it's a sad state of affairs. I do remember Don Mattingly, his mustache, and his watch.
Did he wear it while he was playing first base or just when he managed?
It was hard to tell if he was wearing it while he was playing first base because of the different gloves he was wearing, but he definitely wore one he was managing.
Fred Dreyer, you were talking off the air at the beginning there.
Just a second.
Do you want coffee to wash that down? You want to wash it down?
I'd like a nice cream soda. You have one back
there? No, we don't. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did you wear any type of jewelry when you were playing football? And when you were on the field there, all pro defensive end?
Did I wear any jewelry?
Yeah, did you have any jewelry on? You know, the baseball players got those chains around their necks now and everything.
No. I can't recall.
Someone told me you had a pocket watch one time that you would use.
I had a grandpa pocket watch, the big one.
With the chain?
The big one, yeah. That loops down past your knee and comes back up on your hip.
So during TV timeouts, you would check what time it is and say, hey, we got about 15 minutes to go to halftime, something like that?
Well, I would beat the officials to the halftime gun bang.
So you, not only with the great athletic ability as an all-pro defensive end, you also had a better time clock for the game than the officials.
Yeah, Mr. Timepiece, I called him.
Did you once, since we got you on the witness stand, did you once ask the PA announcer, the famous John Ramsey at the L.A. Coliseum, to announce you in a certain way during the game?
Yeah, I told him. I said, look, it's been, I think this was 73 was when I became Sultan.
Sultan of safeties.
Just a second. I became Sultan in 1973.
That was the coronation.
About a year later, I called John over. We were on a pre-game kickoff team, and so I'm standing on the field there, waiting to run down the field on my turn.
Yeah. And
John Ramsey, the public address announcer, comes over. And I said, John, do me a favor, will you? I mean, I've been kind of like waiting around for it. It's embarrassing to have to ask you this. But I said, could you, on my first dynamic tackle, could you just please say, tackle made by number 89, the Sultan of Safeties, Fred Dreyer?
Wow.
Can you do that for me?
And what did John say?
He says, Mr. Dreyer, anything for you. And, of course, I listened for it the whole game. You know, it was a stroke. But, you know, my point was made.
Yeah. So that's when you're being an official Sultan. That's very good.
Yeah.
All right. So what would you do if you, the owner of the Yankees, comes up and says, what are we going to do here, Fred? What would you do? How would you clean up this team and get it into a winning mental frame?
I have full say-so. I would...
Have another pretzel.
I would go to the powers that be in the organization, and I would make sure that all the guys that could not play baseball were fired, and the ones that wouldn't know the difference were fired as well.
Well, wouldn't that be removing the general manager, Brian Cashman?
Possibly, sure.
Mike, Gary, what would you do?
I think that there should be a rule in all of professional sports, but specifically when it comes to baseball, that if you inherit the team from your father, you can't actually take over the team. You can still own the team.
That's a good one.
But you can't have any involvement in day-to-day baseball operations. Because we've seen this with Hal Steinbrenner, fail son, some might say, of the great George Steinbrenner. And he's ran the team into the ground. We see this with James Dolan with the Knicks. He inherits the team. He runs the team into the ground. So I think that's when you have a franchise as valuable as the New York Yankees. Excuse me. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Where did you hear that?
They seem to not necessarily know what they're doing. They don't have the drive, I think, that the original business owners and business founders have.
Hold on, pretzel breath. What about Walter O'Malley giving the team to his kid, Peter O'Malley, who took it to the ionosphere with the Los Angeles Dodgers? Fred, your thoughts on that? There's a good inheritance.
Well, he knew what he was doing, and he proved it, and that doesn't mean that you have to sit there and ride with a guy. You got to upgrade the capacity of talent in your team, and you do that through the minor leagues.
That's a good point.
And nobody with the Yankees seems to understand that. It's not like it's not an opinion. It's certainly an observation that deserves a little bit of scrutiny. The main thing that I always felt was, I remember being in New York and in 69, 70, 71, and I just loved watching the Yankees from the third base dugout, and it was fun, and I have to say that players that the Yankees have gotten since back then all the way up to the present time are just a terrible.
Yeah, well, they played well for like a year or so, and then they sign them to an extended contract, and then they're not doing it. Aaron Judge is a farm system guy, isn't he, with the Yankees?
Going all the way back to Derek Jeter, the core four.
Derek Jeter, there you go.
The core four.
Yeah, and somehow
it was a great team.
Somehow it stopped, and they went out and bought Stanton. They went out and bought.
He had a good year, maybe two, and then that was it.
And that was it.
Well, even going back to A-Rod, they seem to be sacrificing some of that great farm talent, that Yankees farm system talent, late in the season to compete for high-dollar superstar free agents. They'll pay them a bunch of money and then also trade a bunch of their prospects, which hasn't worked out for them.
It happened to the Dodgers. They traded away Pedro Martinez because some people thought that he wasn't strong enough.
Tommy
didn't think he was too strong enough. It's the one mistake Tommy's made in his career. Now, recently they say this Yordan Alvarez was with the Dodgers farm system. You should hear him now. He's playing on the Houston Astros and doing quite well.
Was that 6 years ago?
Yeah, they traded him like in 16 or 17, and the kid came up in 19 and has been hitting pretty well. So there you have it.
But it's a fickle sport, though. I mean, you see that most recently with the Anaheim Angels. We have Mike Trout. He's their draft pick. Angel from the get-go, and he's a great player. Some probably say the best player in all of baseball next to Otani, and the Angels can't get into the playoffs. So, I mean, it's just you never know. Baseball's tough.
Yeah, well, it's going to get to the dog days of summer now. We're getting down to those playoff spots.
Why is there so many injuries in baseball the way there is?
I think because they don't prep. They're not ready to go. I mean, they just you go to spring training. I remember the great Sparky Anderson. I was at the Lions Club or a Kiwanis Club meeting. He was there with Tommy, and Sparky said, you know, we spent a day sliding. We spent a day learning how to bunt. We spent the day teaching them how to steal a base. They don't do any of that anymore. Well, they go and start playing ball.
And they used to do that from the very beginning of single A ball.
Exactly.
And, you know, people...
Not even taught in single A anymore.
Well,
right?
You know, now, if you're not drafted high enough, certainly you just say, look, don't draft me because I'm going to USC to play baseball and learn how to play the game. I'm not going to go to, Cleveland to learn how not to play the game. And so what you wind up getting is a decade or so of players that aren't brought up on the Dodger way of playing baseball.
I agree with you on that. And it's like, and then they expect you to bunt. And you know, this year I've seen a few stolen bases and a few bunts, and it all of a sudden makes the game interesting again.
Well, they talked the other day about what's the catcher's name of the Dodgers?
Austin Barnes. He's been batting 103 or something, and he comes up and
lays down a bunt, scores a run, and the Dodgers turn the game around.
And won it on that play
on three pitches, and now everybody's saying, gee, we just discovered a new way of playing baseball.
That's good. It's called the Austin Barnes technique. It's going to be good. All right. All right, so we get down to the nitty-gritty here a little bit over there. Go easy on those pretzels. We're going to take a break if we can here and come back with more. We'll get to some football news for you. We got that season getting ready to go. And Fred and I are going to start handicapping games for you in a few weeks. We'll have all the right picks.
Are we?
No.
You have to actually see a game.
Yeah, you have to see a game. That's true. We'll take a break, come back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. Mike Geary is with us today. Fred Dreyer, of course, the star of the show. We'll be back with you on CRN, the Competition Radio Network.
School on! Save on!
Back to school is on, and Staples has great prices on everything you need for your best year yet. Save on notebooks. Save on headphones and laptops. Save on pens, markers, and all the essentials. And right now at Staples, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each. Plus, select notebooks are just 35 cents each. School on, save on at Staples, where school savings are always in session. Ends 8/26. In-store only. Limit 30.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max. It's back to school season, and teachers, parents, and students from kindergarten to college can find everything they need to succeed at Office Depot Office Max. With savings up to 60% on the company's best-selling school supplies through September 16th. And must-haves like Crayola products, spiral notebooks, composition books, and glue starting at just 50 cents. Office Depot Office Max is ready to kick the new school year into gear. Shoppers can get even more discounts and earn rewards towards future purchases with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership. Need your school supplies fast? Customers can take advantage of the company's free 20-minute in-store pickup or opt for same-day delivery for qualifying orders. Office Depot and Office Max stores are supporting hundreds of Title I public schools across the country with an in-store donation program. Make a donation at checkout to help a local school in your community get new supplies to create a more productive learning environment. Visit officedepot.com/backtoschool.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, also joining us on the show today, operations genius Michael Gary here eating pretzels in the studio. We're getting some comments on this from a lot of the big listeners here, Fred, and we've got, first off, a sad note. James says, hello, Fred and Mike from Glendale, Arizona. Fred, I was very saddened to hear of the passing of actress Shelley Smith, who guest starred on the third season of Hunter, and the episode was titled Down and Under. I enjoyed watching her in the 1980s and wondering about what she was like. Can you give us some background on her?
She was a very sweet girl, tall, yeah. Blonde. She really worked at her craft of acting, and she... I don't know. I look at things like that. We all stop and remember people when they were younger, and she's no different. And she was beautiful. It doesn't seem like someone that pretty and that young with everything ahead of her could be gone, but she is.
Yeah, she will be missed. Rachel is saying, hello, Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer. How you doing? We're doing great. John says he's in Pleasantville, New York. Fred, care to make any preseason NFL predictions? Tough, isn't it, Fred?
That I will at least pass out once a week watching bad football.
And he does pass out when he does that. Lee is saying hello from Cleveland, Ohio. Bruce says hello from New Mexico. Bernard says hello, Fred and Mike from Ontario. Hope everybody is well in Southern California. Kirsten is in Connecticut saying hello. Nikki saying hello from Nebraska. Beverly is saying hello to us. And Chris says, what do you think about the 49ers naming, here's a good one, we were going to talk about this on the show, Sam Darnold as quarterback two behind Brock Purdy? Is Trey Lance on his way out? And that seems to be the start.
I thought they named him Brock because he was pretty. Did I get that wrong?
You're getting this wrong. Did I get that wrong? The starting quarterback for the 49ers is Brock Purdy. Remember the 49ers had, two injuries during the season? Was it last year they did? So Trey Lance could be running out of options. Brock Purdy is the starting quarterback, and Sam Darnold's going to be backup. So what happens to Trey Lance?
It's
who's going to pick him up?
It's all conjecture. It's like watching airplanes take off and land.
Yeah.
Take off and land. Somewhere down the line, there's going to be a disruption in the conveyor belt aspect of the airplanes. And not that they're going to crash, but there just seems to be so much yapping about nothing. There's nothing going on here. And once you realize that, you'll start watching women's soccer from Belgium.
Lori says hello from Crazy, Iowa. Rachel says her daughter Katrina, and she heard about the major hurricane that hit California. That was Hurricane Hillary. I didn't talk to you guys since that. Did you guys make it through the hurricane that we had over the last weekend?
You know, barely. I barely made it.
What does that mean?
Well, I was being told, like millions of other people, that we have to really be panicky and really make sure that we're safe. So make sure that you put the car in the garage and put the baby in the garage and the car in the baby's room, and then what you wind up getting now is a real I don't know. I don't know.
There's a lot of rain that came down. From 6 o'clock in the morning to the end of the day, I got 4.5 inches and a lot of rain, too. So there was a lot of stuff going on that was pretty good.
Well, you know, you live up in the hill, so you're going to get you're going to get some runoff.
Yes, it did.
But not to the degree of what they were saying.
That's exactly right.
This was Panic City.
Let's see who else is people watching us on CRN, Fred Dreyer there. Nikki says pretzels with peanut butter are amazing. So, and there's Martine is listening to us from Cape Canaveral. I have not been to Cape Canaveral, always wanted to go there. Have you ever been to Cape Canaveral with a lift off?
I've never been there. No, I haven't.
That's good. All right, Kat, now, Tua Tagliavoa is responding to this Ryan Clark's stripper con comment. Apparently, these preseason things, the Miami Dolphins quarterback, Tua Tagliavoa, had some choice words middle of the week, and to an ESPN analyst, the guy, former Pittsburgh Steeler, Ryan Clark, made about Tagliavoa's weight this week. Clark said Tagliavoa looked like he skipped the gym and not at the dinner table eating what the nutritionist had advised. So, and he added he added that Tagliavoa, who's worked to improve his body for the 2023 season, has because he had two documented concussions and missed five games last season, appeared happy, thick, compared him to a dancer at a strip club. Now, here's what Tua Tagliavoa says. He says, I come from a Samoan family. Respect is everything, but it does get to a point where, hey, a little easy on that, buddy. I think we're pretty tough-minded people. All we need to get scrappy and get scrappy, too. So I'm not someone to talk about myself the entire time, but it takes a lot. You think I wanted to build all this muscle? I wanted to be a little lighter. There's a mixture of things that people don't understand, and I'd appreciate it if you kept my name out of your mouth.
What's the question?
That was... The comment. There was no question.
Okay. I don't know what I'm commenting on.
So the guy from ESPN said he was just joking is what he said.
Yeah, and he's been accused by Tua and others around Tua of fat-shaming Tua, which is a little bit interesting. But we've seen this before. Jamarcus Russell, other players, they come into camp a little bit heavy, but, you know, they...
About 85 pounds too heavy.
A little bit too heavy, but...
85 pounds.
85.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. All right. So, and then Jason Kelce has admitted he did a cheap shot over there. He hit Philadelphia Eagles, Indianapolis Colts were at a practice over there, and Jason Kelce blindsided Zaire Franklin at the end of the play, dropped the Colts linebacker to the ground. Kelce took ownership afterwards, called his shot a hit, a cheap shot.
That's the new thing.
It's
today.
A cheap shot.
I'm going to take ownership of that hit.
Does that absolve you if you apologize after a cheap shot?
No. Yeah.
But plus all of the stuff, you know, you're talking about is all social media.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about it. I don't care about it.
You don't?
No.
And then there's this Chris Jones, defensive tackle on the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
He's indicated on social media that he's willing to continue his holdout until week 8. Does anybody care about that, Fred?
I don't know. If you do, find someone and give him my seat.
No, we're not going to do that. I mean, who cares whether he's going to be a holdout? I mean, you're on the Chiefs.
Let's lock it up and go home early.
Mahomes, meanwhile, admitted that Jones' holdout had lasted longer than he anticipated.
Well,
it's something there for you. Now, we've got also this comment here, a request here, if we can, with a pitcher. Dan Heron, major league pitcher. He's a fan of Shohei Ohtani, and Dan Heron's a three-time All-Star, and so he sent a note. He said, Mr. Ohtani, my name is Dan Heron. He wrote this letter tagging the former Angels teammate Jared Weaver in a social media post. Can you please sign this jersey from my personal collection? And apparently he's got a Mike Trout jersey as well. So he's a big fan of Shohei Ohtani, and I don't know if Shohei signed it or not.
Question?
No, did you ever?
I don't know if he signed it. Did you ever have somebody ask for your material?
Or vice versa, someone you played with you wanted to get an autograph from?
No.
That's it? Come on. I've seen people. You've been to. They want you to sign their jerseys, and you sit there and go, where do you want this signed? Right here.
They're not players.
So you've never had a player ask you for this then?
No.
Not even Vince Ferragamo? I thought he was always into getting a shoulder pad or two.
Wasn't it the reference during a game?
During a game? Did he ask for it?
Wasn't that the reference?
No, it wasn't. It was after the game. He wrote this letter.
You know, they still have this tradition that they started 15 minutes ago where you can swap jerseys. Take your jersey off and give them yours. And the equipment manager goes berserk.
Yes.
I would, too. I would want my jersey being sloughed off with someone.
Yeah, and also sometimes they actually put them on right after the game. Would you want to put on someone else's jersey after playing 60 minutes of football?
They do that in hockey, they do, too. And those things are sweaty.
Oh, those are awful.
All right, so we got a thing. Last week we talked about here from the Hunter episode where there was a lot of crash sequences, and you guys did a lot of stunts and things. The episode was called Hot Pursuit, and it talked about, these spectacular stunts on your TV show. And so apparently we got a few more pictures here. This is a picture. We're going to post it at our FredDreyerShow.com website.
Can people see this? This is my question.
The radio people can't, so we have to describe that there is a car flipped in the air upside down. Who was piloting that thing on the show?
But my question is, how many people tuning in can actually see it?
If you're on the video, you can see it. We're going to post it at the FredDreyerShow.com. They'll be able to see the picture. We're describing it now using your prowess as a great radio play-by-play announcer.
I don't know what to do.
Mike Gary described it.
It seems like we have a 70s era Plymouth vehicle and a 70s
up in
era.
The air.
GM vehicle, and we see, like a rollover crash, and it seems obviously shot on film. Ooh, look at that.
Flipped over.
Wow, flipped over. That's at least about 30 feet in the air right there.
It's something else, I'm telling you. So these things happen, and they did it all in Hunter. So how many stunt guys, were there a lot of injuries on the show on Hunter?
No, there was not one person hurt or injured, except for the car that I like. They grabbed it, and they put a roll cage in it, and then on these types of stunts, during the time that I was there, the stunt coordinators used a fellow by the name of Bobby Orrington.
And
he was the number one stunt driver for spills like this.
Yeah, it was something else.
What kind of pressure was it? Because you can only do that shot once.
Yeah.
That's it.
What if the guy forgot his line?
I think they could loop it in.
You know, guy freezes because he's driving some car in some kind of a flipping scene over there, and he was supposed to say, oh my gosh, and then he forgets the line. They got to reshoot it again. That's expensive.
Yeah. Well, you just run the film back.
We got some comments on X, formerly Twitter right now. There was a tweet that was put out here, and this came to us from a guy named Zach. He said, who is the best former athlete turned actor? And this other guy, Brian Coleman, responded, said, the only answer is Fred Dreyer.
You're here.
I would second and third that emotion, Fred.
Well, I appreciate the support, fellas. I do, genuinely.
It's really something else. This is... That's an amazing, a lot of good comments.
Who would be your number two then?
Billy Barty. Billy Barty, the midget
kids show
trampoline jumper from the circus.
I guess Jim Brown's not getting any love over here. I'll go Jim Brown number two. Yeah,
Jim Brown.
You can email Fred pictures, comments, tweets, whatever. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. F-R-E-D, there's your Fred. D-R-Y-E-R, there's your Dreyer. At CRN Talk, as in Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. All right.
Boy, this is a pretty good stunt when you take a look at it.
It is a good stunt, I told you. Something else is these cars are right up there in the air just flipping over.
Got a big cement truck.
Exactly. The thing's going on. We're going to post that at the FredDreyerShow.com. You're going to want to check these out. Thank you, Pamela, for sending these in for us.
Yes, thank you, Pamela, for digging through all that stuff.
All right, we'll take a break, come back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, Mike Gary with us. Stay with us on the Competition Radio Network, CRN.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
All right, don't go touching those microphones. Here we go. Last story here. Apparently demonstrators, you know, Riley Gaines, the great swimmer, the ex-swimmer, she's been speaking out very vocally about men becoming women, getting the operation and competing against the women in the women's sports. And she was shouted down and she said, look, I'm going to be talking about this. So this Ennis Freedom, you know, he is a basketball player. They question him on whether he would be outraged by this. And so Ennis Freedom, and if we got that picture up, we'll throw it there for you. He said, he asked whether he should put on a wig, identify as a woman, and start dominating the WNBA. What do you think, guys? Your comments on that. He thinks he should be. Freedom, he was on Fox Digital in an interview. He was trying to make a point. If you read my tweet, I pretty much said it. Biological males don't belong in women's spaces. I'm talking about restrooms. I'm talking about shower rooms. I'm talking about locker rooms. I'm talking about sports pretty much, he says. I'm just in shock. This is a debate. So he says, there are many cases out there in restrooms and locker rooms. Females are very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. I believe it was in Virginia. There was one case. There was even a rape case. So he is speaking out about this. Final thoughts from you guys on this?
Good for him. There you go.
Yeah, I agree with him on this one. I mean, it's unfair. It's unfair. Not only is it unfair, it's anti-feminist.
Yeah. Well, that's our show.
Well, it's also stupid.
I'm going to lock these pretzels up because you guys are eating them while you're broadcasting.
Hey, Jeremy Dayton, you want a pretzel?
No, get out of here, Jeremy. Our producer does not. He's eating the chocolate.
Really good.
That's our show. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer.
Facebook.com.
Not too close. Don't follow you too close. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. I can't take it anymore. Let's just go to final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer, if you could, please.
Well, the final thought is always this.
What's that? Move up to that microphone if you would. That's it.
You can hear me when I say these pretzels are the best pretzels I think I've had. Mike, how about you?
100%. These are coming home with me.
That's it.
Mike, Gary, thanks so much for being with us. Thank you all for listening. Would you please email Fred Dreyer and tell him to stop eating those pretzels?
I'm on the 405 freeway, folks.
We'll talk to you next week. Thank you all for joining us.